with SRN News. I'm John Scott.
Heavy snow and freezing rain from Kentucky to the nation's capital, causing hundreds of crashes and left tens of thousands of residents in the dark. As the wintry mix turned over to rain amid rising temperatures, there's now a flood threat in several states. More than 190,000 customers in Virginia and nearly 16,000 in North Carolina with no power. In California, an atmospheric river expected to move in late Wednesday, likely flooding urban areas across central and southern California. President Trump has discussed ending the Ukraine war with Russian President Putin.
That's what Donald Trump wrote on social media, saying the two leaders agreed to contact Ukraine's president and begin negotiations on ending the Ukraine war. It's believed to be the first phone call between the two since Trump returned to the White House. The call came following Moscow's release of an American schoolteacher who had been jailed for more than 3 years.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republican leaders on Tuesday downplayed the possibility of cuts to Medicaid benefits as they seek a reconciliation bill with up to $2 trillion in savings. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
In a Tuesday press conference, Speaker Mike Johnson and Majority Leader Steve Scalise sought to reassure the public that the Medicaid changes under discussion included work requirements and fraud reduction, not drastic cuts like lowering the federal match for Medicaid's expansion states or instituting a per capita cap. House Republicans are debating how deep they need to cut to pay for extending President Trump's tax cuts and border enforcement funding, and how much political backlash they can endure. Republicans see Medicaid as a program rife with fraud and abuse and have long sought to rein in its spending. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 256 points, but the NASDAQ is up a dozen. This is SRN News. A new poll of evangelicals on global issues.
The survey by Lifeway Research asks respondents to rank the things going on in the world that most deserve the attention of the church in this country. Number one is war and violent conflict. Second on the list is human trafficking, followed by the plight of orphans and vulnerable children. Religious persecution is in fourth place on the Lifeway rundown, and evangelism doesn't come in until number five overall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Male college students in Utah will be prohibited from living in female dorms under a bill that's been cleared a final legislative hurdle. It is passed in both chambers now. Heads to the desk of Republican Governor Spencer Cox, who has expressed support for the measure. Under this legislation, students at the state's public colleges in the states and universities can only enter or live in a gendered space that corresponds with their biological sex. This is SRN News. In consumer news, there's a safety recall on several brands of canned tuna.
The fear is the possibility of botulism. The voluntary action by Tri-Union Seafoods of El Segundo, California, was initiated because the product might be contaminated with the type of bacteria that causes the rare but serious infection. The outlets involved include Trader Joe's, Costco, and HEB. The recalled lots of tuna were sold under the labels of the Genova, Van Camp's, HEB, and Trader Joe's brand names. Consumers can return the product for a refund. Botulism can cause a neurotoxin that results in difficulty breathing, paralysis, and death. George Williams reporting.
An outbreak of measles in western Texas has expanded, while a new case was confirmed nearby across state lines in New Mexico. Gaines County, Texas has now identified 24 measles cases within the last 2 weeks. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.